Planting continues to progress across Indiana at an alarming clip. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today, and we invite you to join us on a holiday vacations tour, and it's hosted by Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. The two of you can explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria this September. For more info, visit holidayvacations.com and use the keyword Ag Today. Thanks for joining us on this Crop Tour Tuesday here on Hat. The planting numbers from USDA look great. Indiana is well ahead of the five-year average pace for both corn and soybean planting, but struggles continue for farmers in northern Indiana, like LaPorte County's Denise Scarborough. Our first stop on the crop tour is to Scarborough's hometown of La Crosse, where she provided us with this update on Monday.
We actually were able to get in the field, get some soybeans planted last week, knock some of those out, but we're still planting around some wet holes or kind of ponded area in fields. Looks like we're going to get a pretty significant storm this afternoon, this evening. Praying that we don't have any really nasty weather to lead us into this next week. But after that, it looks pretty clear. But man, we could sure use some warm weather. Looks like we're going to be in the 50s most of the week and could really use some warm weather and hopefully not a lot of wind, but some wind to help dry out the soils that we have.
Heading south from there, Rippey Farms is moving right along in west central Indiana's Fountain, Montgomery, and Tippecanoe counties. Ryan Rippey says the only holdup has been equipment related.
I am in the last field of corn right now. If I can get the rain to hold off for a couple more hours, we should be done with corn. We're still got about 3 days of bean planting yet to go. We've been battling a lot of technical and software issues on our bean planter, so it's not made as good as progress as the corn planter has, but we're getting through. Got all of our bean burned down. Got finished up over the weekend, so got that checked off the list. Overall, looking out over the area as a whole, I'd say planting progress is probably somewhere between 50 and probably closer to 75% complete at this point. There's been a lot done in the last 4 or 5 days, and there's a lot of stuff emerged now.
Let's head to the opposite side of the state now. Cox Farms Incorporated in Gaston, Indiana, is making progress as well. The next stop on the crop tour is Delaware County with farmer Jenna Scott.
We had another great week of conditions last week, and so we've currently got 50% of our crop in. We also are starting to see our first planted stuff emerging and starting to come through. We'll see what this week brings with some rains forecasted, but hopefully not too much to keep us out of the field for more than a day or two.
And the final stop on this week's crop tour is southern Indiana's DuBois County in Ferdinand. But we have to take a big detour to get there because J.R. Reisner had to leave town to get some work done for farmers everywhere.
Currently out in D.C. working on getting year-round E15 legislation passed and also working on the farm bill. As far as the crop goes in our area, we're done with planting, really have a lot of things caught up spraying-wise, getting ready to start side dress on the corn. Very dry at this time and could definitely use some rain. So hopefully next couple days it looks like we have some pretty good chances, so hopefully we get some.
If you missed any of today's crop tour, you can find it online, HoosierAgToday.com. And if you're out there in the planter, please be safe. And if you're out there on the road around the planter, you stay safe too. Let's just all get home safely. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.